Welcome back to Sunday Live here on the Voice of the Cape, 0829913913 is how you can get in contact with us. Myself, Rahima McLean, and Yahya Ismail will be in your company up until 9 a.m. this morning, having conversations about the top stories that we've covered this week. And we know Sona happened earlier this week on Thursday, and one of the things the president mentioned in his speech is the implementation of the NHI bill. Now, the National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union has condemned misinformation about the NHI Act, including claims that it will collapse the private sector. Following Ramaphosa's Sona announcement on NHI preparations, the union insists that they no longer want delays and demand the immediate implementation of the healthcare system. Joining us online now to discuss this further is Nehahu Parliamentary Officer Barry Mitchell. Barry, good morning. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having us.
We know that the NHI Act has been quite a topic in the media, in public spheres as well. And you are saying that there's a lot of misinformation surrounding the act and you're condemning it. What are some of the most common misconceptions and how is the union addressing them?
Yes, well, just firstly to reiterate your point, this is an act, not a bill.
Yes.
So it is a law of the land, of the Republic of South Africa, which seeks to ensure that government fulfills its obligation to implement Section 27, Subsection 1 of the Constitution, which ensures that everyone has adequate health care. And you're quite correct. I mean, this is not the first time this kind of misinformation and utterances through media channels has been peddled. We can remember that last year, before the bill was signed into law by the president or passed in the National Assembly, there was a deferment, another stall, by Business Unity South Africa. So a number of these, how we characterize as Nahau, right-wing, almost fringe, racist kind of organizations are coming to the fore saying that NHI Act will completely collapse the health system, that doctors will flee the country when it's enacted. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just scaremongering, to say the least. We know that the current state of health in South Africa is not good. You have over 56,000 people dying of a preventable disease called tuberculosis. There's long lines outside of our queues and hospitals. So NHI Act will ensure that many of these grievances, many of these issues facing our people in terms of their dignity are addressed through the Act. So these utterances are not new, they're coming from elements that do not want to see the health of our people improve. They prefer to see profits through private companies like Momentum, Discovery, reaping these profits from our people. And we condemn the utterances, we condemn this kind of side shadow negotiations with the GNU, with the ANC, between the DA, whoever it might be, in its highest form.
Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people have raised concerns that it might be some form of misinformation also with regarding as to how the act will affect the private sector. Could you maybe elaborate on exactly how it will affect the private sector if implemented and how they fit within the new act?
Okay, just to give some context, I think that's a very good question. 30 years into our democracy, we still have a two-tiered system, which means that we have a private healthcare system and a public healthcare system, which is funded by the state. The majority of that government spending, 56%, is apportioned to the private sector, which only serves 14% of the population, meaning that 86% of the population that do not have private medical health insurance and are getting the least amount of money from government spending. So in this case, from our point of view, in terms of Nahau, we know that once this act is properly promulgated and that national treasury comes to the fore and properly funds it, many of these issues will be mitigated. The impact on the private sector, I mean, you know that 14% that I was speaking to, many people now cannot even afford private medical insurance. It's increasing by 10 to 15% per annum. Many people have to reach their cap at private medical health insurance 6 months through the year. So it's simply unaffordable. So we want to make sure that the system, the healthcare system, which speaks to the Constitution, speaks to the Freedom Charter, is made more equitable. Mm-hmm. And we want to allay the fears from our workers, members within the private healthcare facility, to allay those fears that once NHI is rolled out, their jobs will be secure. It's just between that we're bringing dignity to our people. So the private sector, unfortunately, uses, remember that them, motivation is not necessarily the healthcare or longevity of people. Their main concern, their main motive is profit. So we really want to allay the fears around that issue and to ensure that, as everyone recognizes our constitution as one of the most progressive in the world, that we implement it properly and that we make sure that healthcare or the health of our people, regardless of race, class, and gender, is prioritized over profit.
Mm-hmm. You know, the healthcare system is always something that we even hear from our listeners sending in messages or raising concerns about how they are not experiencing the best services, service delivery at our public facilities. And we know the NHI is supposed to improve this. We know the president also mentioned in his address earlier this week and stating that government will proceed with prep work for the NHI. And it's said that it should only be fully implemented in the next few years. But now he's saying that the implementation should not take that long. It should happen immediately rather than in phases. Why do you think that it should be happened or should be implemented immediately?
Yeah, well, you know, it's taken us, I think, nearly 25 years to get to this point. Mm-hmm. With the white papers, with public participation process, I think it went to the Portfolio Committee 27 times. It's gone through the National Assembly, the NCOP. So it's taken us a long time to get to this point. And unfortunately, we were actually quite critical of the president because we've heard him say that the next step is to take these preparatory steps. And what he's talking about is Section 57 of the NHI Act, which sets out like a number of steps to ensure that the foundation for NHI is laid and that it can be properly rolled out. So our critique is based on the fact that people are dying on a daily basis. As you mentioned, the services in our public institutions or public healthcare facilities are the infrastructure dilapidating. The services apparently from communities is not that great. And the reasoning behind that is not because workers are lazy, not because of these other peripheral issues. It's because National Treasury is cutting the budget to the public healthcare system. This is why you see long queues outside of clinics and hospitals. I mean, some of the staff that we represent, the workers, have to go to relieve themselves in a toilet in a local tuck shop because the infrastructure has crumbled in the public hospitals. So in our condemnation or critique of the president's delay, the stalling tactics, repeating similar steps that have meant to be taken a year ago or years before, we're simply saying that National Treasury must come to the fore. This is why we're looking towards the budget on the 19th of February, to ensure that money is pumped into public infrastructure, to ensure that these vital vacancies in our hospitals and clinics are filled. And this is why we're seeing these young graduates, medical graduates that are finishing university, cannot find space in public institutions to complete their community service. So at the roots of this, and I think Busa, all these right-wing racist organizations know this, at the roots of this is National Treasury. National Treasury is not a superstructure. And the High Court of Pretoria has recently made a judgment on this, on the social ground, saying that National Treasury has an extreme overreach going to departments saying this is how they must spend their budget. So you can't be based in a participatory constitutional democracy where National Treasury is a superstructure dictating how public spending must be done on vital issues, particularly considering that we've got warlike statistics in this country in terms of the healthcare system.
Mm. No, definitely 100%. You're just mentioning how the amount of unemployed graduates that we are sitting with in our country. I mean, every year, the statistics or the numbers, the figures of graduates coming out saying that they are at home, they are not being able to find jobs because government is saying there's no placement, or rather there are places available, but there's not the funds. So we will definitely be turning an eye to the budget speech that will be coming out in the next few months, just to see how strongly the budget will affect or gear towards the NHI and the implementation of this act. But Barry, thank you so much for coming online this morning just to discuss this pressing topic.